My staff and I care deeply about the environment. We live here, we fish here, we recreate here. So we have a vested interest ourselves in protecting the water in Alaska.
Michelle Bonnet-Hale, director of the Water Division with the state DEC, defended recent cruise ship wastewater legislation during the regular Ketchikan Chamber of Commerce lunch. The new legislation passed this year, known as HB 80, eased a number of regulations on when, where, and under what conditions those ships could dump that water in Alaska's ocean. Hale posed four questions at the beginning of her talk to the chamber, hoping to address fears raised by the legislation. 1. Will copper in cruise ship wastewater harm salmon's natural sense of smell and their ability to navigate to spawning creeks? 2. Will the new legislation roll back previous environmental protections? 3. Is raw sewage being dumped into Alaska waters? And 4. Will fishing be affected in those areas around cruise ship wastewater dumps? The DEC representative systematically addressed each question. She cites studies that show while salmon's olfactories, in other words noses, are affected by copper, the amount in cruise ship wastewater is not enough to do so. Hale told the chamber that HB 80's deregulation does not affect critical legislation passed in the early 2000s designed to protect Alaska waters. She says that changing those laws would require a different legislative process. That earlier legislation, she notes in addressing the raw sewage question, prevents ships from dumping toxic material into the water.
So the discharge from advanced wastewater treatment systems is a clear liquid. It's basically water. There's nothing, I mean, it's very little in it. A little bit of metals, a little bit of ammonia. I mean, any of the treatment systems in Southeast Alaska, the wastewater on ship is treated to a higher level, significantly higher level.
In addressing concerns over how fishing might be affected, Hale says the almost immediate dilution of wastewater in the ocean minimizes its effect on aquatic life. House Bill 80 was highly controversial when passed earlier this year, and concerns over the deregulations on wastewater dumping have not necessarily gone away with time. James Sullivan is the legislative organizer of the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council in Juneau.
In the Parnell administration and this legislature, they'll be the first administration to lower water quality standards since Alaska became a state. If anything, we should be working very hard to improve the water quality.
Even more, Sullivan says, DEC is hurting efforts to build on improvements already made by the cruise ship industry.
We want to say, you know, we acknowledge that the cruise industry made great improvements in the last decade. But those improvements came because the people of Alaska forced the industry to improve. What DEC has done is made it easier for the industry to say, we can stop, we're good enough, we don't have to continue to improve.
Hale also fielded a number of questions unrelated to this year's legislation, such as mining prospects on Prince of Wales Island, at Wednesday's chamber lunch. She says DEC is paying attention to new mining ventures on POW and how wastewater from those projects might affect seas in Southeast. Hale answered another question regarding potential radioactive contamination in water from Japan in the wake of the 2011 Fukushima nuclear disaster. Hale says DEC has not conducted an extensive review of seawater that might contain radioactivity, but her agency is monitoring any developments. In Ketchikan, I'm Sean Carlson.